Welcome to episode 83 of the Family Time Q&A podcast, a weekly podcast about family living with actual family members talking with each other. I'm your host, Jerry from TheRealJerryDugan.com, and I have with me pretty much everybody
that I can think of. So I've got with me Emma, my mini-me.
Hi.
Then I've got with me my better half, Olivia, who I call Liv, except on this show for some reason. Hey, Liv.
Hi.
And then our favoritest sister in the whole family, Roseanne.
D.
D. Codename D.
Hello.
D. A little.
Hello.
So what I'm going to do in the next moment is I'm going to hand this mic over to Emma. She's going to take over the show, and the three ladies you just heard from are going to basically talk to you. Because it turns out, as I was looking through my stats of the show, Family Time Q&A podcast, the number one episode doesn't even have me in it. So I'm going to hand the mic off to Emma, and so you're going to hear from the trio D, D, and D.
Oh,
so,
but
here you go.
Dunkies is in here. He was here last time.
Yes, he was throwing up on everybody. I remember.
I know. I think I still have a throw up spot on my pillow.
Probably.
Anyway, okay, Jerry, get out.
Get out of here.
Get out, Jerry.
Well, Jacob is still here though. I need your necklace. Ooh, ouch.
I know he likes to. Okay. Did you know that it has been literally a year that we recorded? Because last time you had Evan here, he was 10 months old, throwing up everywhere. We were taking turns carrying him in our arms so he wouldn't get fussy. What do you think of that, Dee? Dee,
I think it's...
You have to get a little close.
I think it's really crazy. Because last time I was here, we were having to take breaks numerous times to hold him, to cradle him, to stop him from throwing up everywhere.
Dee, what would he be doing if he were here right now?
What's that? What's that? What's that?
What's that? What's that?
Pointing at everything. What's that?
Trying to get into Eartha's litter box?
Trying to get into Eartha's smelly litter box.
It doesn't smell.
Calling Emma Mimi. Calling
Mimi.
Dee Dee.
Dee. And Jacob?
Grandpa.
Grandpa, because he's old.
Emmy, how are you?
Good.
For real.
Where did you come from?
Like, from your friends? Where were you?
Yaley's.
And?
Yaley's.
Emmy. Oh my gosh.
Were
you at dance?
Yes. We had rehearsal.
And? How'd it go?
Good.
Tell us about your part real quick.
It's really short. Basically, we just stand there until it's our turn, and then we go around in a circle a couple times, and we do a step, and we run to the back, and we do something, and yeah.
Done. What for?
Swan Lake. And that's it, Emma? It's
I
not.
Can't wait till that.
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's literally all you do?
That's all I've learned so far.
I'm sure there's more to it.
She's a villager, and there are like 20,000 villagers on stage at the same time.
I'm sure we'll be able to pick her out.
Emmy?
Hi.
Okay.
You didn't want any of that annoying stuff.
Well, I know, but you can talk.
I love the attitude in that.
I know.
I love it with the head bobbing.
It is 8:21 at night, and Emma has a ton of homework to do, Dee.
Really?
Are we going to help her do it afterwards?
I guess we're just ignore Jacob. I mean, yeah, we could help her. Last time we helped her, it was pretty funny.
Okay.
Remember?
No, I don't.
I don't remember.
You were helping her with her homework?
I was helping her with her homework. Remember? We came over here to the computer to look up something. It was...
Thank you.
I don't remember. She doesn't remember. She's just saying that.
Oh. No, I really do remember.
Okay, then what were we doing?
Spelling.
Nice try, but no. Absolutely not.
Dang it. What's that?
Dee, can you give us a remake of Evan's triple assets?
What's that?
Ooh, that was a quadruple.
That was a quadruple. Well, sometimes you get super excited and just can't contain himself. He'll say it four times in a row. Dee got to see him today.
I did.
Did she tell you that?
Shortly.
No.
Yes, I went to
And the first thing he did when he saw her, he pointed at her hat and said, "What's that?"
What's that on your head? And then Paw Patrol came on.
Paw Patrol came on and he was lost to the world.
Okay, Dee, tell everybody, give them a little rundown about Evan right now. Like, what's going on with him? How old is he? What is he like? What is he not
well,
like?
Well, last time, how old was he?
10 months.
He was 10 months. He was a chubby little thing. I guess not much has changed.
No.
He will be 2 in May.
Okay, but he literally looks like he's 3 or 4.
He does.
That's what me and Nick were talking about, Dee. I swear he looks like he's 3. He's speaking a lot. If we say something, he'll say it right off the bat.
For real, Emma?
What is she saying? What is that?
She has to use the bathroom.
I got it.
Oh my gosh.
Just a couple minutes.
I can't. Emma, please don't be gone long because I cannot take this.
And wash your hands when you're done.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad that we have to remind her to do that.
We have to remind Jacob. Okay.
Reminds me of something.
Okay. Yes. Do you look at your laps on the computer? And now you have 20 minutes of D laughing. D look.
That just reminds me of the Sunset Mall when we were in the Sunset Mall
laughing really loud. Oh, D, laughed so loud.
The reason we call it Sunset Mall is because I used to have a
boss
and who's not from here, and she told me one time, I gotta go to the Sunset Mall, and I said, the Sunset Mall? And she said, yes, the Sunset Mall. What she meant was a Sunrise Mall.
Yes.
So funny.
And Sunrise Mall is basically empty, and when it's burning up hot here in the summer, we go walking, right, Dee?
It's burning up hot in this room at the moment.
Dee, it's not hot. Are you hot, Jacob?
No.
Dee?
I'm a little hot.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Okay, Jacob, say hi.
Hello.
Maybe we should ask Jacob a question real quick.
Okay.
Before Emma comes back. Yeah. Okay. Go, Dee, ask him one.
Me?
Yeah.
You go first. I need to think about it.
Okay. Yesterday was Jacob's first time being in a quinceañera court.
Get it, though.
What did you think of it? He had to wear bow tie suspenders.
I saw the pictures.
Did he look cute, Dee?
He did.
I
liked the hair pushed the side a la Justin Bieber.
What did you think of it, Jacob? How was your first quinceañera experience?
It wasn't that bad as I thought it would be.
Did you dance?
Kinda.
Not like that, Dee. He literally danced like this. It was very cute. I have a video. I'll show you afterwards.
Okay. Slow dancing?
Yes, that was done.
With the girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
No, with Emma. He asked Emma to dance.
Are you serious?
No, Dee. I'm kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, wow, they do love each other.
Well, tell us about it, Jake.
Well, we went to the church, and then we went to we went to the art museum, and then we got set up there.
They got tried a party bus, Dee. Wow. With a stripper pole inside of it.
I mean, is that necessary for a sweet 16?
I know.
All party buses have that in it.
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know you worked for them.
Yeah.
Or you know this.
This was his first time on a party bus.
Interesting.
As far as I know. Okay. And then?
And then we went to the art museum after the party bus. And then we got set up there. And then we ate. And then we did our dance. And then
their dance was funny.
I didn't like it honestly.
I had to do one for Maria's. It was very
You were in one, Dee?
I was in one. I regret it. I still have nightmares to this day.
Are you serious? Are there any pictures? Does Ember have any pictures?
No, she didn't go.
Oh.
It was just me by myself.
Oh.
I went with, I guess, what's it called? The group?
Escort? The court.
Oh, I'm sorry, the court. Excuse me, the court.
Who was your escort, Dee?
It was one of Maria's cousins, and he was trying to get my number all night.
Oh, gosh,
and
Dee.
He had to ask her because he didn't speak English.
Oh, Dee.
It was so embarrassing.
If he didn't speak English, like, he couldn't even get your phone number, how was he possibly going to call you? Were you?
That's a good question. I didn't even think about that.
Hola, Roxanne.
Hi.
I know. And then what? Crickets?
I really don't remember after that because we were on the dance floor. He was in the restroom. We had just got done doing our dance. She came up and said, my cousin wants your number, but he can't ask you because he doesn't speak Spanish.
Or English.
Or English. That's what I meant. English. But.
Hold on. But what, Dee? She's distracting, isn't she?
I'm just waiting for an argument. That was it, Dee. That was it. I don't remember what happened afterwards. Obviously, nothing happened because I don't remember this guy at all.
What color was the dress that you had to wear?
Lime green. The ugliest color on my skin.
Are you serious, Dee? Lime green.
It was a sweetheart neckline with ruffles from the waist down, and it was at the knee.
Oh, shoot, Dee.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And we had to wear like the plasticky looking jewelry.
Uh-huh.
Earrings, necklace, and everything. See, right now it sounds like a hot mess, but I thought I was the bomb.com back then.
Oh man, I wish I had a
picture.
I came
out
Dee.
With my fluffy stuff like, hey,
mom didn't have a picture. She doesn't have like even a picture of you at home.
No,
Oh my gosh.
I'm telling you, she doesn't. And trust me, you don't want to see one. That's just...
I think I'm going to get on Instagram and ask Maria if she has any... I know she has pictures,
Dee. Of course she does. You have to.
Shoot.
It's so embarrassing.
Okay.
So embarrassing.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Good?
Dee, I can't wait to see it.
Oh, me either. I'm so excited.
What are you doing, Dee?
I'm getting my question up. It got away from me. Oh, okay. So.
Jake, are you done, babe?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Oh, I guess I didn't ask my question.
No, wait. Oh, okay. Go ahead. Ask Jacob.
Let me ask before Emma blows up. Okay. I have a quick question about yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yesterday?
Well, yeah, last night.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
The dancing.
Oh.
What was your favorite part?
Favorite part of it?
Favorite part of the whole entire thing. The church, everything, all day yesterday. Was it spending time with your girlfriend?
Was it? I guess it was the party bus.
And the stripper, with a stripper pole.
No, we're just jamming out in the bus.
Can you imagine, Dee, like 30 teenagers in a party bus?
Jacob, what's your favorite song right now? Like, what's your favorite song right now?
I don't know.
I'm very curious to see
what kind of... Drake.
No.
Oh, Dee, he's listening to all this Drake stuff.
Oh my gosh, though.
You should hear the lyrics that Drake says. Oh my gosh.
It's... I know when the online blink. I like a little bit of that.
Do you, Dee?
No. That's the only song I like. Other songs, I just really can't with Drake. Just that song. That's it.
Okay. All right, Jake. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Bye. Okay, Dee.
Shall we start with the questions?
Yes. Or... Dee, why don't you give me your quesh?
Me?
Yeah. You go first. Guests.
You, Dee.
Okay.
Guests first.
Okay. Let me pull it up here.
Hurry!
Okay, I'm going to ask... Wee wee D.
Okay.
Just for being gone. You like need to five
say
minutes.
You need to say why you call me wee wee now, D.
Oh shoot. Okay. Well, you're better at telling that, D.
Okay, you're Roseanne Jr. That's what she always says. D. When she was a little wee one, she could not say Olivia. She could not say Livy, but she could say wee wee. So that is what she called me. That was her nickname for me.
And every time a boyfriend would call, I would put the phone on hold and say, wee wee.
I know, all embarrassing. And in the
that
mall.
That is really embarrassing. We would walk through the mall.
Wee wee.
Look at my laugh.
Dee. Okay, go ahead. Ask your question.
Okay. Dee, wee wee.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Do you believe in not allowing kids to see certain movies and TV shows? I think that's a good one, to be honest.
I do, because let's face it, most of the movies and TV shows these days,
50 Shades of Grey.
Well,
well, see, I was just thinking about a little cuss word here and there.
I know,
but
I do believe in not allowing them to see some things because we just don't need to be exposed to some of those things at this age. I'm definitely not 50 Shades of Grey. I'm not even exposed to 50 Shades of Grey. Oh, the microphone just hit me in the face.
Well,
I got too excited there.
The microphone?
So, yes.
What about a PG-13 movie?
They do watch PG-13, but they know... that if it's a scene that gets a little heavy in the kissing, they look away. Dee. Jacob's very good at looking away. I'm pretty proud of him. Emma, she tries to sneak a glance here and there. I don't know, Dee, what are you going to do when Evan, it comes time for Evan?
Same thing, but what about music videos?
Like Anaconda.
Jacob, have you heard about that? Have you seen the new Rihanna music video?
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I guess they do watch YouTube, and I don't see what they watch on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Jacob doesn't watch music videos.
Jacob doesn't watch music videos.
And Emma usually watches like Miranda or...
Crafting
Miranda
videos.
Miranda, yeah, crafting.
Okay.
So...
Okay. I mean, obviously I would do the same.
Yeah.
Because you and I saw whatever we wanted.
You know what, Dee? I was... Oh, shoot. I was just like, Dee, 5 minutes before you got here talking to Jerry about that. But... We can't call Ember out because she doesn't like it when we do that.
But she doesn't even listen, so it's okay.
She does listen to some of them.
She does not. She's not going to listen to this one.
She's not going
to
listen to this one.
And plus, I mean, we didn't look away. I saw a lot of scary movies at sleepovers, I remember.
I remember.
One of them was Halloween. I remember, and I was scared to go to sleep that night.
One time I was at a sleepover, And they wanted to watch a scary movie. I don't remember what it was.
I think it was Halloween.
No, the original?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was.
See, that scared me. And yeah. It still scares me to this day. That is why. Everyone says, it's not scary. I never found it scary. I found it scary because I saw it when I was alone without my mom.
Deep Pit Cemetery.
Why would you bring that up right now when I'm going home by myself?
Oh, D. I'll walk you home.
Oh, D.
But you're going to watch... You know, people even say that they don't let their kids watch SpongeBob because of some of the things that they say.
We were watching it the other day, and they do have a little bit of...
Like adult humor? Like, what was it?
Humor. Yeah.
I don't remember because people were just talking about it, and I was like...
I don't know. But see, we were watching the Bubble Guppies the other day, and... And me and my husband get real into it, too. We'll sit there and watch Bubble Gups. And Bubble Gups. One of the fishes were... It was obviously a man, but he had a lot of makeup on.
Uh-huh.
And one of the other fishies was talking about, oh, it's okay for guys to dress in women's clothing. And some of them made a reference to, like, drag.
On Bubble Guppies?
On Bubble Guppies.
D.
We had to rewind that two or three times. On Bubble Guppies.
He clearly
had a man voice, and he was like, yes, yes, yes. And I said, wow, this is on Bubble Guppies. Yes.
That's kind of a bit much for, like, to be introducing this to kids, like Evan kind of kids.
Yeah.
Huh. That's
okay. That's
weird.
Interesting.
Next question.
Okay, Emmy, do you have a question?
I sure do.
Go for it. That was a good one, Dee. That got some pretty good convo going.
I mean, it did.
And I learned something about Bubble Guppies that I did not know. And SpongeBob, apparently, because I would watch it when they had it on, and I never thought anything was bad.
I mean, I laugh at it because it's funny. I get the jokes. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Because we're adults.
And I really don't think
adults.
I really don't think that Ember's going to listen to us.
I don't think
so either.
Go, Emmy.
Go ahead.
Okay. What part of parenting do you think you could do better at?
Oh.
Me? Is that for me?
Both of us.
Both of yous.
Here we go first. I think that I could be a better parent by sticking to what I say I'm going to do more. Better.
Like, bring me lunch.
I agree to
that. You agree with me, Dee? Or, like...
I agree with you.
Because I'm bad at it?
Well, I don't really know how you parent, but...
Well, I grounded Jacob.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. You told me about that.
Yeah, I grounded Jacob because he got some not very good scores on his report card, but I still let him see Danielle the past 2 weekends.
Yeah,
Dee. So, I did because he was in the 15, but, today he wanted to go.
And you said no?
Mm-hmm. And it was hard, Dee. I was close to letting him go because I feel bad, and I was telling Jerry that sometimes it sucks to be a parent because when you don't want to stick to what you said just to be like the nice guy, it's hard.
Like on Full House, whenever the twins were calling Uncle Jesse Mean Daddy.
Mean Daddy.
Mean Daddy.
Look, Uncle Jesse will never be the Mean Daddy.
Dee, I know. We'll have to have the same conversation in about 2 or 3 years when you tell Evan, no.
Terrible Tuesday.
Well, kind of like when people say, you can't go watch a movie if you do this again, and then the kid does it again. Then they threaten like 10,000 times.
But they still go watch the movie. Yeah, it does.
So, I mean, I try to be pretty solid, but
I like that noise.
Jerry calls me weak. I'm sorry, Dee. She smells the litter box. I need to clean it.
I don't smell the litter. I just smell the poop.
Is it my breath?
No, I will tell you if it was your breath.
Dee, do you have an answer to Emma's question? What do you wish you were better at parenting?
Answer me, Dee.
Let me think. I guess, to have more patience, I guess.
That's a hard one, Dee.
That's a really hard one. And I guess to stick to, I guess, kind of like yours. Like, he's in the mode of tantrums, Dee.
I know.
Today.
Was it tantrum day? Oh, my
gosh. He wanted to go outside with Nick. Obviously, he couldn't go because I didn't want him to get dirty and muddy because we thought that Flora was coming over.
Uh-huh.
So he threw a fit. He threw himself on the floor, but I caught him so he didn't hit his head. I picked him up. I put him on the couch. He was going to throw a fit there. But I walked away because I didn't want him to think that I was going to react to how he was acting. Mm-hmm. I sat down and I was on my makeup chair. I had my makeup mirror right here so I could see him behind me. He would go, ah, and then look my way to see if I was looking, ah, and then look my way.
Uh-oh.
I know. And then finally he calmed down, but I wanted to turn around, scoop him up, because I have done that before, and he gets all cuddly and he calms down. But
cute.
Yeah, but I let him just cool his jets, let out his mood, and that was it. He forgot about it, and he came back up to me.
Uh-huh.
And I told Nick that he just needs to let it out, because if he sees us reacting to it, he's going to
do it more.
See, ooh, I get a reaction out of them.
Dee, I think you have it a little bit more together than I did.
You know what? I think it's because I was at daycare so much with all kinds of different kids.
Uh-huh. So you
and they always took us to all these little workshops and stuff.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something nice, like I had you as an example. So.
And I had you as an example. So.
No, but she did not say that. So
I didn't have you an example, though.
Aww. Yeah.
Well, no, I told you. You told me one time about how I need to. We were just talking about this the other day, and I told you. Oh, about how you always have Jacob put together when he was younger.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I mean, like with his clothes?
With his clothes, with his hair.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know. Shoot. We have pictures of that. But you know what, Dee? I'm very proud because I did stick to my guns with their discipline when they were young, like Evan's age. And they never threw tantrums, like in public, like in the store, if I told them no. I mean, today is a different story.
Oh, my gosh.
But, like, they never threw themselves down on the floor. I never had to take them to the bathroom to spank them or threaten them with a spoon because they
knew.
That
was a different story.
They knew. If I was, like, serious, they knew. And I think Evan will know 2D because.
I think so, too. But the only problem is Nick. He likes to give in to him a lot.
Whoa.
And I know he's going to be 2, and he's technically a toddler. Mm.
Oh, wow. I'm so proud of Jacob. He just beat a level on a game.
Awesome.
Yeah, but he does need to. He's coming to that age where he does need to learn. He's going to be testing those boundaries.
That was the first time that he did that, would cry and then look over and see if I was looking. Like, so I just.
Do you see me?
And a lot of kids did that at daycare. They'd go, wah! And they would look at you to see if you're looking. And I would just be there filing my nails or doing some paperwork like, boo, it ain't going to work.
Well, that's good. Just keep at it, Dee. You're a good mom.
Gonna keep on doing it right.
Dancing all through the night. Gonna keep on doing it right.
I love how Jacob's sitting real serious on the bed.
If any of you listening know what that's from, tell us in the comments and we'll give you a prize.
I doubt anyone's gonna know what that's from.
Don't say it. Don't say it. But okay. When you came, this is my question now, and it doesn't really pertain to you.
Jacob,
that's going to kill you, but
can I watch?
Anyway, this doesn't really pertain to Emma, but Dee, this time last year, I asked you what you were most surprised about being a new mommy, and you said something about patience.
That, like, I was patient, I think.
Yeah. So fast forward a year.
Okay.
What surprises you most about this stage that you and Evan are in?
Oh, well, when he throws his tantrums, I keep calm. I don't get like, oh my gosh, you're so annoying. Ah!
Did you think you would be like that?
Yeah, because I was like that with the kids at the daycare, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
They aggravated me when they would throw fits. It would aggravate me in general. So when he does it, I learned to tune it out and just be calm. And that's it. Don't you dare yawn when I'm giving you a really good answer.
I was going to say something, Dee, and I was listening to you and it totally went out of my mind.
Probably because you were falling asleep with that yawn you just did.
No, Dee, I'm not falling asleep. I was, look at all her bobby pins that were in her bun. So... Oh, Dee, I can't remember what I was going to say. Oh, probably because he's your child and you know that you actually need to teach him, like, wrong from right or what to expect and stuff. And those kids weren't your kids.
I really do think so. So
you just wanted them to listen to you and go home.
And also, I was really afraid that I wasn't going to be able to teach him like I taught the other kids. But he has got the number 1 and 2 down, Dee. Totally.
Really?
We have a number book now. And I taught him the letter of his name. Every time he sees it, he goes, eh, eh. And so now I want to teach him at least 1, 2, and 3. Just go super slow. And it's a number book. You put your finger up and down on the 1, and he'll go, wah, wah.
He does?
Yeah. Aww. And then on the next page, right next to it, is 2, obviously. And he goes, tu, tu. He doesn't really say 2. He doesn't really say 2. He'll just say tu, with like a TH. Uh-huh. But, aww, I mean,
he's so cute now that he's saying words like Daisy.
I know. He'll look for her, put his little hands on each side of his mouth.
Daisy.
Daisy's D's old cat / mom's new cat /
just a story that we're not going to get into.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
And he also looks for the Erdies, right?
Yes, the Erdies and the birdies are in the sky. And today he was on a mad hunt for his puppy dog. It is his baby. He has to have it everywhere.
And he lost puppy?
We lost puppy. And oh, shoot. What I always say is, where did he go? And he'll go, where'd he go? He'll put his hands out like that. And I heard him, puppy. At first you say pee pee because he couldn't say puppy, but now he says the
puppy.
Puppy.
And where was puppy?
He was behind the sofa. He stuffed him back there.
Oh.
It's kind of a love-hate relationship. He'll stuff him. He'll stuff him in places. One time we found him in his barbecue grill. Remember?
Yes.
He was making some Hamburglars.
Hamburglars.
So
the puppy, though, that puppy is kind of scary to touch.
Kind. Yeah. At first he was nice and fluffy and brown and soft and just almost satiny, and now he's just brown and black, and he has no more eyes. His ears are non-existent. His tail is ratty.
Ring around his neck where
his neck is really skinny because that's where he holds him.
Evan chokeholds him.
He chokeholds him. It is definitely cute.
I need to go onto your Facebook and find a picture of Evan holding puppy so Jerry can put that picture in the blog
post. I mean, I have
post.
Tons of them. I don't have one on my Facebook, but I can.
Oh, yeah. Send me Wendy or send it to Jerry.
Most definitely.
Most definitely.
Did you put a picture of all of us on here?
We can. We can take a selfie when we're done.
Oh, I like selfies.
Like selfies. We can totally do that.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Selfies are cool.
So that's all y'all did last night was go to the...
Quince.
Quince.
The Quince.
Yeah. Quince. It was the kind Quince of high, like upscale Quince.
Wait, where was it at?
It was at the art... Okay, first it was at the cathedral. And then okay. All the kids all the kids got on the party bus. And they had snacks and drinks on the party bus. And then the reception was at the art museum. And they had an adult buffet line and a teenage buffet line. They had a candy bar, like a whole room
filled with candy.
Any kind of candy that you
can
grab.
Good candy, too.
Yeah. They had...
It wasn't like that cheap dollar store candy. It was like nerds. They had king-size candy bars.
A caricaturist and a photo booth. And you could go in the photo booth as many times as you wanted.
They were both free.
You could go to the caricaturist.
Did you take something in the photo booth?
Yeah, I'll show you later.
Wow.
Yeah, and so it was a little bit upscale. And they even had assigned seating. Like, since it was at the art museum, they had little, like, pictures, and it said Van Gogh, and that's the table. Like, it had Dugan at the top, and then Van Gogh, and that's the table you were assigned to, so you had to go sit at that table. And so, yeah, I was... There were some friends there, and
you look more thrilled about it than Jacob does.
I mean, he's probably about to fall asleep, but
probably.
Yeah, there were some friends there, and they're from up north, and they'd never been to a quinceañera. And she's like, "I don't know what to expect." Oh, and when you walked into the art museum, you know, it's right there by the water gardens.
Yeah,
big, gigantic letters like this tall. It said her name.
About my height.
Yeah,
what's her name?
Lacey.
Lacey.
So, like, right as you walked into the art museum, her name was out there. I know, Dee.
Wow.
So our friends that said, "I've never been," I was like, "Well, this one's a little bit..."
Wow, that's
nicer.
Intense.
I mean, it's nicer than a dance hall on Castores, right? The Moravian.
Oh my god, the one that my friend had hers at, it was at the Victorian Hall where Cassie had her.
Oh yeah,
hers.
Yeah,
it was there. And it was a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it is on Castores.
Well,
Dee, looking at your face makes me really want some nachos and a snow cone right now.
That was pregnancy days. And I don't know why every time I talk, I look at the purple stuff.
What purple stuff?
The purple stuff that comes up when we talk.
There's purple stuff?
It's blue, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are you bloody? That's blue. It's like purple.
Dude, that's a little blue.
Blue?
Blue. Blue-D.
Okay.
Blue.
Are you CB?
I hope not. D, we're going walking tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning.
Get our walk on. We found a new walking path.
I want to go with y'all.
You're going to be in school.
We found a new walking path, and we have a new stroller.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh. Ooh, and I bet the stroller will be good because the path is not like smooth. It's kind of
yes,
off-roadish.
Yes. It is a stroller that has three big wheels. So it can do anything. It could go anywhere.
Mom, is that the path that we went on that one time when Jacob was scared?
No. No.
Okay.
Gosh.
All right, Emmy. He was scared out of his mind.
Well, Emma, roll us out of here.
Roll? I don't know how to roll us on out of here.
Like, end it. Close it.
I don't
it.
Know how to end it.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to get Jerry.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry!
He's going to be mad at that.
Jerry, please don't be. You ready?
Yes, we're done. We need you to close.
We're finished.
Right. It's kind of long.
It's A-okay. Welcome.
Welcome.
Not welcome. It's the other end of the show. So thank you for listening to another episode of Family Time Q&A podcast.
Oreo.
I'm having all kinds of identity issues here with which podcast I'm on. But in any case, if you liked what you listened to, be sure to share us with your friends, your family, your neighbors. I don't sound sick. I'm not coming down with a cold. I'm not going to speak that into existence. In any case, we also want to hear from you. Give us a question you'd love to have us ask each other on the show. Oh, and you can dial in to, let's see, we'll have the number up here in just a moment. It's that little tiny book right there. Yeah, yeah. And so our number to our show is 3. Oh, I've got the mic. Okay, take it. Here you go.
361-434-0126.
O is not a number.
Yes, it is. 0126.
Put you on blast.
So to quote my drill sergeant, basic training, O is not a number. It is 0400, not 0400. Anyway, pet peeve. The number is 361-434-0126. Give us a question you'd like us to answer on the show or anything you wish we had talked about. Let us know what that is, and we'll cover that in a future episode.
Yes, remember, if you can identify where that song that Dee and I sang came from, you get a prize.
Gonna keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on dancing all through the night. Gonna keep on, keep on, keep on doing it right.
Do you know what it's from, Jerry? Don't answer.
I do know.
You do?
Yes. So if I answer it, do I get a prize?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. That was worth a shot. All right. Well, thank you so much for listening, and you've got the challenge. So, let us know. Thank you much.
Bye.
Ciao.
Bye.